Welcome back to the Build a Better Us podcast. The president of Build a Better Us, BJ Thompson, and licensed therapist John J.P. Parker are about to discuss spiritual, relational, and personal development from a refreshing perspective. Be sure to stay tuned to the end to find out how you can become a part of the BBU Nation. But for now, we hope you enjoyed this conversation with BJ and JP.
All right. Hello, I'm John Parker.
And this is BJ Thompson.
And this is the Build a Better Us podcast. Today, we are talking about part two of the dating in 2018 phenomenon. It's sweeping the nation. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do. We are using the TV show on HBO, Insecure, as kind of a model base of what dating in 2018 looks like. For those of you that may have seen Insecure and feel like this is not real and it's just a TV show, you would be sadly mistaken. This is real life for very, 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 very many people. Not just in Compton or, you know, Los Angeles, California, but across the world. This Insecure phenomena is a thing. And for those of you that are unfamiliar with the show, I'll give you a little background on some of the characters and how things are developing. You have one couple who's were in a relationship for a long time, broke up because the girlfriend had an itch she needed to scratch with an ex-boyfriend, perhaps.
That's what we call them, friend.
Yeah, because I don't even think they ever dated. So, you know, that became complicated. Then the boyfriend found out and that, you know, caused trouble. You have a woman who's very successful, a lawyer, who can't seem to find a man that's on her level, quote unquote, as they like to say these days. And so she's a serial dater as far as using apps and going out with different dudes. And she ends up in a relationship with a married man. And he tells her that relationship is open. So I have yet to find out if that's true or not. And then you have just other random people just kind of doing stuff that is kind of like 2018. It's like ghosting, like being able to engage with someone in a conversation and or on Twitter or, you know, Instagram or whatever app you use, then all of a sudden you're blocked on everything and you can't find them and you never know what's happening.
Oh, is that that's the term? It's called ghosting.
Ghosting. Yeah. Yeah.
You just got ghosted. Oh, okay. No, I didn't know what the term was. Go ahead. Yeah, I just learned something new. Thank you.
Hey, man.
Thank you, JP.
Hey, I'm here for the people, including you. You are the people I'm here for. So we're looking through this whole Insecure situation just through the lens of dating in 2018. And, you know, on the heels of the last episode, we're just finding out there's a lot of things that are kind of good and bad, but there's a lot, seems to be a lot more dysfunction for someone of our employment, someone of our standpoint of life of being therapist and life coach, to seem to find out that, hey, man, this dating in 2018 is not the way it needs to be. And there's more to be desired than that's currently the model that's happening right now. Is that fair to say, sir?
No, it's a fair assessment. I think, when you talk to, when I talk to clients and I talk to men and women in dating 2018, they kind of say these in so many words, BJ, this is the wild, wild west out here, right? So if you're familiar with the phrase wild, wild west, it just simply denotes that at a point in time before cities were built, hey, look, we had a corral, we had a bar, we had a sheriff, and listen, anything went, right?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, in a lot of ways, what I sense is, though I've been married 16 years this year to my wife, Vanja, and JP, you've been married for 7 years to your wife, you know, we've had, if you go back to listen to part one, we've had very challenging dating experiences. We are not immune or above those things. And I think sometimes people can assert themselves as experts simply because they're married. Just because you're married doesn't mean you're good at relationships.
Right.
Trust me, I'm a life coach and a therapist, so I definitely have to deal with people knowing that's not the fix. But what I would say is what I'm hearing from clients and from those who I work with, my mentees, is that relationships are wild. Like that it's not just guys, right? I think there's a assumption. Let's just go ahead and end the assumption. Men are nothing. Men go through this. Men through this. I think what I'm learning in 2018 dating is not just the guys, it's the ladies. And the uncertainty, the dysfunction, the playing games, it's not a men exclusive thing. And I think for a long time, people assumed that it was just men, that,
right,
that it's everybody, that there's a lot of things out there. And so we wanted to dialogue about dating in 2018 because it's a thing. And if you're not dating, let's just say you're married or you're engaged or whatnot. Listen, just because you're in that situation doesn't mean it's not the wild, wild west out here, right? And we just want to help the people.
Right, right.
And love on the people and what they have going on. But the way I would describe 2018 dating is it's there's opportunities, but there's lots of ambiguity and there's lots of challenges. How would you describe dating in 2018 versus dating when you were dating? Even just practically, yeah, what's the difference between dating your wife now or dating her back then and then attempting to dating her now? What would you say you see the difference?
Man, just one is definitely living in the ambiguity of not knowing how real this thing is.
What do you mean?
So I think that now the amount of effort it takes to actually be in a relationship or whatever you want to call dating is less now, right? Because you can get on the app, you swipe left, you swipe right. As I mentioned before, there are some apps for as a man, you don't even have to approach the female, you know, she sees your
have
profile.
Have courage,
she,
say it, right, say right. It. Have
you
courage.
You don't have to have courage. She can choose you based on what she sees and what she reads on your profile. And you don't necessarily have to commit or say, hey, this is a thing as you had to in times past. You know, I mean, people have always openly dated. People have always kind of been like ambiguous or in a certain extent or, you know, having the what a DTR, determined relationship conversations. But now it's like an implied like hookup or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Unless you're on some kind of site that says, hey, this is for long term. Hey, we're looking to be married. Hey, we're looking to blah, 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 blah. But now when I, you know, back in the day, 7 years ago, when I approached my wife, she was very clear, very soon, maybe within 2 weeks of us kicking it like consistently. Hey, what are we and what is this about? And so I think that doesn't happen very often now because there's this implied thing of like, well, we'll just kind of see where this goes. We'll just kind of see what's happening.
That's insightful. That's insightful. Go ahead. Keep going with that. Right. That's insightful.
Right.
Get the people what they need. Go ahead.
I'm just saying. And so if you meet somebody on the app, it's kind of just like, you know, again, unless it's something that's, you know, in the writing of the website, like, hey, we're here for long term. You just don't know. And so when I, you know, when my wife hemmed me up 2 weeks, 3 weeks into us being in some relationship, whatever it was, I had to be like, okay, well, my intentions is, you know, to date, to be married. Right. And so that I feel like sometimes depending on the person or the people that are involved, that doesn't happen because the nature of 2018 is kind of just being happy with the ambiguity. And until somebody gets pregnant or until somebody ghosts you or until somebody makes a real commitment, you kind of just floating, man. All right, I'm gonna stop.
No, that's good. That's good, man. I would say the challenges in 2018 dating is just what you said. It's just the ease. Literally, human beings have never had this much access to other human beings in what we do
right
now. Yeah. And so that's a good thing, right? I would say another positive aspect, because I want to be a positive brother. You're going to
be
the bad cop. I'm the good cop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In this show, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is you don't have to be catfished, right? If you listen to the first episode, and I poured out my pain in that episode. I talked about my relationship with Sharon, who called me randomly one day. This is a true story. Showed up to my house. I'll let you finish. I'll let you go listen to the first episode.
Please.
To say this, right? You don't have to be catfished. You don't have to go on a blind date. You can actually see the individual that you desire or a romantic connection with, potentially, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All of their friends, their connections, what they talk about, what they communicate in various forms, right? And so that is the advantage. I think what you're saying is spot on, though. The disadvantage is because of the access. I was just reminded the other day there's a social media personality, and some things came up from their profile 6 years ago, 7 years
ago. Wow.
And so they put it out there, and they just kind of blasted on with it. And it was some very indicting things. The guy comes back a couple of days later. He says this, and this is what blew my mind. He said, guys, I'm so sorry for my behavior. When I put those things out, I was 12 and seeking attention. Now think about this, right? I want you to let this sink in.
Yeah.
This is a young 20-some-year-old. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is, he's 20, I guess, 20-some-years-old. 7 years ago, he was 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Wow. Yeah.
He's 20, he's 7 or 8 years old. He was 12 years old. Meaning this, he has not known a life without social media.
Right. Jeez. Yeah.
He didn't have the phone book. He didn't have to go build up the courage. All he needed to do was sit at home, type a few messages, DM.
Yep.
Right. Shoot his shot. Right. Yep. Like Kobe in the gym.
Right, right. Right.
Listen, no need to have courage besides to type and to send.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And what I realize about it is that the challenge is that courage that you build up, that need to have to overcome obstacles, builds a measure of endurance so that you can have a sustainable relationship, right? So
yeah.
What I see as the greatest challenges of 2018 dating is that we've never had to do it. We don't have the muscles to hold a meaningful relationship. Therefore, when people think about marriage, this is what I hear people say now. Oh, that's outdated. Really? Marriage is outdated?
Wow.
No, marriage isn't outdated. You just don't have the muscles for marriage.
Right.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
Your legs are so wobbly, you can only handle a situationship. Right? Mm-hmm. Because if you got into something that was committed, remember back in the day, back a couple years ago, when one of the celebrities was said he was going to engage his girl, and she said, how long are we going to be engaged? He didn't know how long they were going to be engaged. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, man. Yeah. It's because he only have the relational maturity to handle an engagement.
Right.
To go any further than that would mean that he will be grossly underprepared for it. So what I see as the greatest challenges of 2018 isn't that relationships don't work. It's that people don't know how relationships work. Therefore, they only engage to the measure by which they prepared.
Or how to make them work. Or how to make them work, bro. You said it, bro. They don't know how to make them work, or they don't know what a working one is. Anyway, go. That's, I was just saying.
I was giving you the alley-oop. That was your alley-oop. Go ahead.
Nah, man. You said it. People don't know what it takes to make a relationship works, and they don't know what a working relationship is. You know what I mean? It's you don't have to, like you said, you don't have to develop the skills. You don't have to develop the muscle. You can be engaged for 50 years. It seems as if dating 2018, to be in a relationship, whatever that is just to be exclusive, you know?
What do you mean? Does that mean I have to put you on my profile? Do I have to take? Yeah, what does exclusivity look like now?
It's between us, right? It's not exclusivity to the world. It depends on the type of people you are, right? If you like to make it a Facebook official every time you're in a relationship, so
Facebook
that it
says, official.
Right. John Parker is now in a relationship with XYZ, right? To make it Facebook official. But even in that causes rifts between people. Well, why haven't you changed your profile picture yet? Well, why haven't you put me on your blah, blah, blah? Well, I'm not on your timeline. So that's a whole that might be part three. No, we'll leave part three alone. We won't do that. But in 2018, it's just like when you've arrived in a relationship is when someone changes their status to say that they're in a relationship with you, right? Not making a real, not making a real commitment, not putting a ring on it. Not saying, okay, in 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, we're going to be married, but it's just changing a status. That's what the muscle that's being built in relationships now are, changing a status, right? And so I think that what I mean by being exclusive is one of those things where, you know, when we're dating, you know, and I guess it depends on what your faith is and what dating means and what marriage means or whatever. But even before I had a faith, right? For me, it was like, yo, if I'm in a relationship with somebody, I'm committed to this person and nobody else matters, like romantically, right? And so the exclusivity that was in that relationship meant that there were certain benefits that came with that exclusivity, right? Yeah. But again, there was a point in time, even as a young man, when I realized this isn't going anywhere. I need to get out of this. But now the exclusivity is like, yo, I just want to make sure that you're not scrolling on somebody else's page, that you're not swiping right or left anymore. I want to
make it plain, Doc. Make it plain. Hold on. Listen, before our audience misses this, man, come on. I need you to repeat the last point. Go ahead. Exclusivity means what now?
That you're just not swiping right or swiping left anymore. That you're not, sheesh, you're not no longer profile hopping, that we're in something and I can get the benefits of this relationship and not have to worry about you secretly wanting to seek the fruits and the benefits of somebody else's relationship or being in a relationship with somebody else. Right.
Mercy.
And it's not about long-term commitment and where we're going with this and, you know, and when is, what is the engagement plan and what is the marriage plan? It's more so like, yo, like, I just want to, you know, be in this, you know what I'm saying? And have the rights to your body or to your time or to your money or to your whatever that benefits me without having to establish something long term.
Yeah, I think that is the point, right? Is that we're setting a new precedent for relationships. Like what we're saying are relationships are really just situations. It's not a relationship, right? It's relationship relate. In a ship, that means we're going somewhere. And the truth of the matter, if we could tell the truth about it, many of us don't even know where we're going, right? We just say, as long as I'm on a boat. And I think that is the point. So guess what? So you don't mind giving up your time and energy to folks who potentially don't even deserve that. Or you don't mind giving up your body to see, you know, because that's kind of the thing, right? Is like you give up your body to see, is this a good sexual fit? Well, you can be romantically compatible and then relationally incompatible, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, say it again for the people in the back. Say it again for the people in the back.
I need to say this because, again, that's like the new measuring tool, right? Like you just go, are we romantically compatible? But relationally, it's terrible, right? Like it's not a good fit, right? And so I think what happens is in 2018, we're just along for the journey. And the problem with it, and this is for anyone listening, you don't even know where you're going, right? You're dead set on being on a course, but where is this going?
Right.
And then here's the thing. What's the long-term impact? So if we are so wise and we know so much, let's multiply the impact of what we're doing now, 5, 10, 20, 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
What does that mean for us at that time, right? And I think what you realize is that it's not necessarily that we lack practice. It's that we lack the wrong sort of practice that would give us what we really desire. And so when I think about relationships in 2018, I think about the fact that we pretty much accept whatever kind of comes as is.
Yep.
With no real definite view of what should be. Therefore, when things begin to go off kilter, you know, we accept the bare minimum of what should happen. And even that is fluctuating and change. Any other challenges that you see in dating in 2018 that you go, this is somewhat unique to even the dating experiences that you had in your lifetime?
Yeah. So in comparison to the past, and I would kind of fumble through this before, but what I was trying to explain, like, it's...
You did fumble through this. You did. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm trying to get to that finish line, bro. I'm trying. But really understanding that there's no end goal, right? Like, before... I keep trying not to sound like old dude, but like... With, again, just using my wife 7 years ago, right? There was an end goal. She
7 years
me.
Is not a long time, JP. Listen, it might be a long time for a 19-year-old. It's not a long time. Go ahead.
Right. Exactly, right? But she pressed me for an end goal. What is our end goal, right? What are we doing with this, right? When you don't have an end goal, you don't have a thing. You don't have a relationship. You don't have meaning. You don't have purpose, right? And so I think part of this 2018 swipe right, swipe left, you know, it's kind of like there isn't necessarily an end goal. Again, unless you're on one of these sites where it's like very specifically, hey, I'm on here because I'm wanting to be married, right? But when you're just out here 2018ing it, it's just like, man, like if you don't have a defined
shape. Did you just coin a new phrase? Is that a new phrase?
I did.
2018ing
it? We got a few more months left of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll reset that next year. We'll have to put the trademark out next year, or right now for next year, 2019 in it. But when you out here 2018 in it, man, it's there's no definition. There's no defined goal. There's no end zone. There's, you know, when you're playing a game, when you're playing football, you got to cross that line, right? That's the, you don't win unless you kicked it through the goalpost or you cross that line, the pylon, wow. Right? Wow. So if we're out here 2018 and in these relationships and it's just like, yo, I like you and I like what you wrote in your profile, come through, let's see what's happening, let's kick it. That's what it's about. Let's see what happens, right? Let's see where this goes. And I think when you mentioned the future, like where does this leave us in the future? We're moving into a space where we're accepting not having an end goal. We're accepting not wanting to be married. We're accepting not being in a lifelong committed relationship. Where are we going? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like this is beyond, we're not promoting religion. We're not promoting faith. Or do we promote faith and religion? But what I'm saying is that this is a phenomenon that's going to cause psychological, social, emotional, cultural, and physical problems for people, but it's just easy and fun to do now. So it's like, who cares about the ramifications?
Mercy. Right? You out here giving game. Listen to this.
Amen.
Yeah. The fact that you said that there's a phenomena of we're just accepting being in the middle of the relationship with no sense of where it's going. Like, listen, did I tell you about my story about getting on a bus and showing up to a neighborhood? Did I tell you this?
Nah.
So, oh my gosh. I have so many L's. I've taken so many L's in my life. One day I decide to get on the bus as a teen and just ride it out. And didn't know where it was going, but just kept switching from bus to bus to bus. Okay.
Yeah.
Transferred. Finally, I decided to get off. I went through 3 to 4 buses. I get off and I'm looking around and I have no idea where I'm at. Listen, because I didn't have a destination, I found myself very lost. Right. I wasn't riding the bus. The bus was riding me. Right.
Come on now. Come on,
man. Look, yeah, I got to make it plain. This is what I realize about relationships with no direction.
Mm-hmm.
When you fail to clearly define the destination of a relationship, you're not living in relationships. Relationships are just riding you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Come on.
And you find yourself in places of ambiguity and confusion and none of it really makes sense. And then, you know, you get so exasperated. This is why I think the generation is like, oh, a marriage is outdated. No, you don't know how relationships work, right? Oh, a marriage is just a sheet of paper. No, you have reduced the relationship that you have and significant to just being a transaction. And I'm not saying, I'm not even advocating to say that the end goal of every relationship is marriage, because the truth of the matter is the end goal of relationship is friendship. It's not marriage. It's friendship, right?
Yes.
But we don't even have good end goals of friendship, right? And so what I think you're alluding to is we're learning to accept the idea that relationships don't need a destination. And by doing so, we diminish the worth and the experience that we can have relationally. Come on, talk to us, Doc. Come on, life coach. What are some ways people can begin to clearly define the definition of relationships so that they don't find themselves wasting years and years at a time doing things that will ultimately not get them where they want to go? What are some things we can do in the 2018, if we find ourselves 2018-ing? Relationships?
I think,
go ahead.
Bro, I think the biggest thing, man, is you said it, is not necessarily quickly determining, because you don't like, so for guys listening, there's a thing that happens sometimes when it's you show your hand too quick, right? Sometimes you have to slow game
you.
Situations.
I love you.
Huh? What?
We just met. Why are you telling me you love me? We just met. Go ahead.
So you have to resist the temptation to hit her with the I love yous, right? Or even him. You have to resist the temptation to hit him with the I love yous. You can't be out here talking about God gave me a dream and you're my wife. You're my Ooh. Husband. Like that, you know. We're gonna stop that. Let that be left in 2017. No, we're gonna leave that alone. So what happens is if you are not able to establish what this thing is, because even if it goes unsaid, as long as you as the individual have it made up in your mind where this is going or where it could go, it still gives a destination, right? Somebody might sneak up on you and, you know, the ugly man's game where he wasn't as cute as you wanted him to be, but over time you got to know him and he's all right. And then next thing you know, he wins, right? But you don't have to, you know, you don't, I'm not saying go and tell the person, hey, all right, this is 2 weeks, we've been doing whatever, let's figure this out, like my wife did with me. But just one of those things where you have to know for yourself, hey, even if you find yourself swiping right or swiping left, if you find yourself out here, you know, tindering it up, you know what I'm saying? If you're out here, you know, farmersmeet.com, whatever that looks like, you have to know for yourself to keep yourself emotionally, physically, spiritually healthy, mentally healthy. You have to decide where your boundary is of where you want this thing to go. And that may mean, and it should mean, closely inspecting the person, getting to know the person, actually meeting their friends, actually meeting their relatives.
Are you giving practical? Slow down.
Okay.
People are taking notes. You have a listening audience. Go ahead. You said slow it down. Come on, you slow it down so our audience can take notes. Come on, JP.
You're right. Knowing where you're going with the relationship means you also have to have certain things in place. Like, in order for me to get to know this person so that I can determine whether or not I want to be in a long-term relationship, let me get to know their friends. Let me potentially meet some of the family members. Let me actually meet with them outside of, you know, the what you doing text message at, you know, 12 a.m. Having rules in place so that you kill the ambiguity of things. You make sure you know where you want this to go, or where it can go, or who you want this person to be in your life before you just become in a situationship or they just put you on a shelf to make sure that you're exclusive to them, but they're out doing their thing. Anyway, okay, am I done? I'm off that.
I'm saying this is great information. You said you kill the ambiguity. Don't wait on them to dispel the ambiguity. Keep going. This is good.
Yeah. And then we just said, you put an end goal in place. Like if you realize like this isn't going anywhere, there's no point in continuing to go with it, right? You put the end goal in sight, right? So if it's like, hey, I'm going to give this person a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, 3 months, 6 months, a year, whatever that looks like for you. I mean, some things are too long, you drag things out, but you put the end goal on it so that you don't have to worry about where this is going and it doesn't become ambiguous. You know what I mean? Like it just, I guess what I'm saying is, long story short, is that you have the control in any situation to determine where it goes. You have the power to determine what this relationship will be. You have the power to begin it. You have the power to end it. And if you don't exercise that right, somebody else, like, what do they say? You can't be taken advantage of unless you want to be taken advantage of.
Yeah. Sheesh.
Right? And so in 2018 dating, man, if you want to set the rules, if you want to set the groundwork, you can have the conversation up front. You can silently observe and see where things are going and see what this person's about. But you are playing yourself and you are a fool if you will just allow these people to string you along, if you don't determine what the relationship is, and if you don't set boundaries for yourself of when these things are going to come to an end, if they need to.
Good. I love this. If anybody studied a storm, hurricane, the ocean is beautiful, right? I love the ocean. But when the hurricane brings the ocean to your basement.
Come on.
It's not a beautiful thing, right?
Yeah.
It's because boundaries allow you to enjoy things appropriately, right?
Right.
When you don't know the boundaries of certain things, instead of that beautiful ocean, you find yourself with a flooded basement and a big problem, right?
Come on, man.
For us, it's learning what are the boundaries that make relationships work. Not just saying, oh, well, that's old fashioned. Well, is it really old fashioned, or are you 2018-ing it, right? Are you 2018-ing your life so that now where you need to put up boundaries, where you need to investigate, where you need to take things more seriously, you have not, because you've assumed it will just happen. Here's one of my practical applications. Don't assume it'll just happen. Take action so that it does, right? I think that this is an important point because we think, oh, it's just going to happen. Oh, it's just going to work out. Well, there may have been a time in a culture where, you know, people just kind of did certain things. And if you didn't know, then yeah, of course you can. It's not a big deal and you could kind of do it. Nowadays, you have to initiate because the culture does not advocate for healthy boundaries. So you need to take ownership over the boundaries. You need to be intentional about who you connect with, why you're connecting with them. And then when you realize, hey, this boundary of intimacy has gone too far, instead of allowing that water to go into your basement, you say, hey, until we can get the commitment that will protect whatever we're doing, we can't do that thing. Now, listen, the second application is it's okay to be strange in a 2018 situation, right? Here's what I mean. Mm-hmm. I don't mean socially awkward. I mean strange in the sense that you realize, hey, I'm practicing boundaried relationships, and because the people around me do not practice this, it looks weird to them. It looks strange to them, right?
Yep.
And it's okay that I look strange as long as I'm progressively going healthy, right? What other practical insights would you give for people who are trying to avoid 2018-ing their relationships? What else?
The biggest thing for me is don't believe the profile.
Ooh.
Like if we need to coin that, if we need to trademark that and put it on a t-shirt, bro, like don't believe the profile.
Ooh.
Like we seem to believe that this headshot, which is the best picture this person can find, that they spent all the moments in the mirror trying to get the right angles and in the sunshine and trying to get the right portrait mode going on. And then saying the right things. I mean, you might get a guy every now and again that tells you the truth. Like, yo, I'm just here for the, you know what I'm saying? But we get caught up and fall in love with these profiles. And the real person is not who they present themselves to be.
Ooh.
So you have to investigate. You have to do the work. You have to make sure you know this person. And just because they change just because someone changed the status to in a relationship doesn't mean they're in a relationship with you. Wow. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean they're intimately involved with you. That doesn't mean they're trying to be. That just means they're just, hey, this is the culture and this is what I'm supposed to do. You know, does that make sense?
It does. So it does make sense.
Yeah. And I think that it's easy in this current time to fall in love and to be head over heels because we fell in love with a profile. And it's you're doing yourself a disservice if that's as far as, these things go for you.
Yeah, this could be very challenging, right? And I know we have a ton of things to say about it because this is just such a sticky 2018 is such a big deal. And sometimes you can be overwhelmed with the idea of where do you start with this, right? Because again, we're just kind of getting started. I mean, I hear so many other things we need to address. We might need to, I don't know, we'll figure out a series. We might have to go my Insecure Life series, bruh. What would you recommend for people who need a little bit more personal care or any books? Any books you'd like to recommend?
There's a book that I think is good for I hope it's not outdated, but there's a book, His Need, Her Needs. We'll go with this book that my friend BJ wrote. There's this guy, BJ Thompson, that has some information for both guys and girls. I usually like to hype things up, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to allow the guy that's actually listening that may be named BJ Thompson to kind of give us a little bit of insight to these new books that are hot off the presses that can give all the guidance necessary.
I appreciate that. Yeah, yeah. So we just dropped a book series called A Better Him and A Better Her. That'll be available on buildabetterus.com or 31daygrowthchallenge.com. Make sure you pick that up. And it's about being intentional in your relationships. You can also take the couples challenge. One book that I would recommend for those who are looking to date and to be more informed about dating, Four Things a Woman Wants in a Man by A.R. Bernard is a book that I would encourage people to read. Also, The Meaning of Marriage by Timothy Keller. He gives it from a Christian worldview, but I would say that if you need any additional help, you need a coach, you can always visit buildabetterus.com. Go ahead, click, get involved. And we have coaches waiting there. The initial consultation is free. And we'll have to work with you because our desire is to help you become a better you
so that we can become a better us. Listen, man, I definitely wanted to plug you in your books. You know what I'm saying? But I do want to do the people right. So His Needs, Her Needs is a book. Just real quick, that I think everybody needs to pick up. It's about love banks and doing different things and making sure that you're having proper deposits in your relationship. So when the withdrawal come, it's all good. And there's another one called Love and Respect. And it also has a workbook. And I think that's also an excellent resource for people that are trying to figure out, how do I do this dating thing right? How do I love a woman right? How do I love a man right?
Excellent.
That's it.
Excellent.
Thank you for tuning in to the Build a Better Us podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, or wherever podcasts are played. You too can become a part of the BBU Nation today by continuing these discussions on social media. Be sure to go like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter at Build a Better Us, and on Instagram at BBU Social. To keep up with other exciting events and resources, visit our website at buildabetterus.com. On behalf of the entire BBU team, we'll see you next time on the Build a Better Us podcast.